You're listening to the Sports Biz Podcast, broadcasted live at WNHU on the campus of the University of New Haven. Rob Thompson, game playing you today on Sports Biz Radio. Jason Meyer. Did I get that?
You got it. You nailed it.
Yes.
Great way to start the show, hearing your name correctly.
Thank God I just asked you 5 seconds ago.
Right.
Well, happy Saturday, and thanks for taking some time to be my guest interview. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's. I think we all have a little more time and looking for things to do and listen to right now. So yeah, happy to be on and excited to chat about our world and all of the changes going on.
You know, here's a great thing about it. There's going to be so many unbelievable things that come out of this. But the one great thing is we get to see the inside of everybody's home.
Yeah. Right. and maybe a 3 and a 5-year-old coming into the screen at some point here, as you're trying to manage kids and home all at the same time.
And pets and, you know, just in the mailman, the UPS guy jutting to bang. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I was on a call with a CTO of another company, one of our partners yesterday, and he had like 3 cats in the background. And I didn't know he was a cat guy until yesterday. So I feel a little closer to him after being on a phone call with him in his home.
Well, you know, he's got 3 cats. There's something there. You have to have a full investigation on that one. well, anyway, so this is actually, it's like we're having our own Zoom call, but this is not. This is a show, so I have many questions to ask you. We do take questions below, so people do text me if they are up this early and watching. So we will be throwing you some questions if they do text me as well. They can add comments. So this is live streamed on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, you can add a comment. We can't get to that right now. We can't see it actually. But if you're on our Facebook Sports Biz Radio show, you can, when you are on StreamYard, which is our broadcast third party platform, we can read your comments there and we can drag them in. So that's the housekeeping piece of it. So let's talk about you. You are the co-founder and CEO of Max One. You're a former high school coach, professor, college coach for many, many years. What was, and you told it to me, but I want you to share with everybody because this is about you. What was that aha moment that you had to start Max One?
Sure. Yeah. About 5 years ago, I was had just finished coaching at the college level. I was coaching basketball and moved down to the high school level. And my assistant coach had been there for 15 years. And it was like about this time when we're in the tournament, about ready for a tournament run in the state tournament, had a great season going. And my assistant coach was saying, "Hey, what are we going to do in the off season?" And I said, "Hey, we have to win some games right now. We'll worry about the off season later." And he said, "No, you better start thinking about it ahead of time." And I said, "Well, just bring me what you guys have done for the last 15 years." And so the next day he comes into practice, slaps down on my desk a stack of about 100 pieces of paper. And it's a letter from the head coach. It's a bunch of drills written and diagrammed out. It's a strength program. And then on the back of it was tables, like probably 50 pages of tables. And the kid's supposed to write the date and then record what they did and put it up on the wall and in their garage or in their bedroom. And I said, "Wow, that's a lot of work and a lot of paper." Yeah. And so I said, "You've been doing this for the last 10 years, handing it out to 50 kids a year, freshman, JV, and varsity team. How many kids have turned it back in?" And he looked back at me and he said, "Zero." And so that was this moment of like, how do we do this better? How do we take this stack of papers and put it onto this place, right, where every kid is spending 6 hours a day with their eyes on their phone? And my aha moment was, if I as a coach can show up on a kid's phone, that's the way to help them get better in the future and engage them in the process of getting better. And so that was 5 years ago. Brian, my assistant coach, and I took this crazy idea and built the first product and started inviting coaches into it. And the business has taken off ever since.
Well, you did have some entrepreneurial experience prior to this, haven't you?
Yeah, I was an assistant coach working for free in Denver, Colorado. And so when I was doing that, I started a company called Brightside Window Cleaning in Denver. And we washed windows at homes and businesses. And the thing that a lot of people don't know about Denver, Colorado is it's 300 days of sunshine a year. So it's a great spot to have a window cleaning company. And there's a few other entrepreneurial things that I've done. That's probably my favorite is starting and cleaning windows, just to pay the bills while you're trying to pursue a career in college coaching.
Well, cleaning windows is not much different than what you're doing right now.
Right.
Same principles, right? So, so it's taken off for you. It's definitely leading, you know, the times right now that we're in. I mean, it couldn't be a better, I guess, for your business, a more appropriate time to pay attention to digital learning education. It's forcing higher ed and teaching. It's forcing us out of the offices into homes, like we talked about. So your business, Max One, let's talk about that. I'm just going to bring it up on the screen here and let's see if I have it. All right. So there's your website up there. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're all experiencing a huge change in our reality, right? So whether you're working as a professional, business professional, all of your meetings have turned to virtual. All the kids' classrooms have turned to virtual. And I think that the trend that happened in, we didn't know how fast it would happen. But the trend that we saw coming was that coaches are looking for a way to go virtual, right? Every kid's at home. My 5-year-old son can't play his spring soccer league. My 12-year-old nephew, is going stir crazy because he's in two different sports year round. And those parents, and his coaches are all looking for ways to help them get better, and help them stay active, and their sports will come back, right? We don't know when, but youth and amateur team sports will come back. It may be 1 month, it may be 3 months, it may be 6 months. But I think every coach is one feeling a social responsibility to help their athletes get better. Every parent's wanting to find a way to get their kids off the couch and outside or active in some way. And so Max One is in a really unique spot. We sent about $2.5 million worth of proposals out this past week. And that was not expected. We didn't know that was going to happen on Monday. It's an exciting time for us to be able to serve coaches and athletes in this space. And one of the ways we're doing that is we're giving our team platform away for free, right? Any coach that you can see that on the screen here, any coach that wants to jump in and find a way to virtually train, we're letting them get in, invite their athletes and build custom training programs right here today. So, you want me to walk through here just the kind of different offerings that we have?
Yeah, if you can, I think it'd probably help explain a little bit more what the platform's about.
Sure thing. Why don't you go back here a minute to that other screen? So I'm going to start here. And if you scroll down here, Rob, on this screen here. Yep. Choose your sport.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not very good at driving the bus for you on this one.
That's okay.
Yep. There's just a little bit of a lag on it. That's all.
No problem. So you can see here that we serve all of these different sports, and the things that we provide here are both skill and strength training. And as soon as the basketball screen pulls up here, you can scroll down and see skill and strength training. Coaches can upload their own workouts and then assign them to different groups inside of their team. So think about a high school basketball coach or a high school football coach. We've had over 100 football coaches come in and request accounts this week, our free accounts. And they're trying to figure out, okay, kids are at home. We still need to get better for next season. Our summer program may be gone. Like, we may not have our summer strength program. So how do I give them body weight and conditioning materials and then even some skill stuff, right? Get my quarterbacks throwing, get my receivers catching. And we have a way for coaches to upload all of that and then deliver it out. And this is one of the cool parts just on this screen right here is within that team environment, you're able to track every kid and what they're doing in the exercises and drills you're giving them. They're able to measure their results. And then everything also gets pushed to live leaderboards. So within a team environment, it creates a competitive atmosphere which is engaging and motivating. And then the other pieces of the team platform is that we help coaches communicate through text and email and chat rooms. And so, you know, rather than having to pick up the phone and you have 50 different football players that you have to text, you can't do a group chat, a group text to 50. We have a great way to push a message out and then schedule, right? So come season next year, put up a practice schedule and allow those coaches to see or to blast out, okay, practice is at 3 o'clock today. We're doing weights in the morning at 7 a.m. And those kind of things for athletes as they come back together in the fall. So it's a really powerful platform. There's really nothing else like it in the market where you get skill and strength training all in one spot. And then, you know, I think the thing that I've heard this week that just continues to echo in my mind is that this is the future, right? There's going to be a virtual future of training and engagement of athletes. And the reality of it is that future is being forced upon us at a faster pace than we ever thought because of the current circumstances. So that's how an individual coach could use. And I want to invite any coach to just come to our website. There's a form to fill out and we'll get you set up within a couple hours with an account and you can just be off and running and start training and have your virtual coach all set up for you.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm sure you've learned a lot, you know, in the last 5 years of this platform. I'm sure there were some peaks and valleys and, you know, now you're starting to hit a peak again. You kind of hit it and you guys are already prepared. You've been preparing for 5 years for something like this. I didn't mean it that way, but, you know, for that aha moment for coaches to say, you know, we're now going to have to look at what we could do in the digital space. What have you learned along the way?
Yeah. I think one of the things is listen to the customer, all the way through. So we take the true agile, approach of putting something out there, getting the customer's feedback and then making improvements and adding things to it. We constantly have a list of requests that our development team is keeping, that our product and customer service folks are hearing from coaches. And that's how we prioritize what's the next thing to do and the most important thing to work on next. And so, in a technology company, it's all about the product and you have to have a quality product in order to be successful. I think the other thing that's really interesting about this space, Rob, is we tried to automate it, right? We tried to make it so that coaches could just sign up on their own and be off and running. Well, what we've learned is that coaches are highly relational people and they may not be have as much patience with technology because they're more people than technology people.
Right.
And that's just the fact, right? Like there's nothing right or wrong about that. And so what we found is that if we give everybody a 15-minute quick call demo to help them get started, we can make our business scale a lot faster than trying to have coaches figure that out on their own. Right now, what we're doing is every day at 11 Eastern, we're holding a webinar because there's such a high volume of new coaches that we have coming in. And those coaches can come in and listen to a quick demo and then ask questions and do a little back and forth right now. So I think those are probably two of our biggest learnings as we've grown over the last few years.
How about you? How about you personally as an entrepreneur? What did you learn about yourself in this process?
One of my co-founders said to me early on, starting a company is the hardest thing you'll ever do. And if it's not, you're not doing it right. And I've come back to that statement. I ignorantly started this, not knowing what I was getting into. And I've come back to that statement many times. The sacrifices you make, the toll it takes on the ups and downs on yourself personally and the family. And I think for me, like having a belief in God and in a higher power and that it's not all up to me some days has been a really helpful and comforting thing, for me to be able to know that it's, you know, that there's more to this. Like I can only control so much and I can only put out so much. And so work-life balance is important. Being able to set it down emotionally, mentally at the end of a day, and spend time with your family. When we started the company, my son, who's now 5, was just born. And so I had a startup family and a startup company, and I was still coaching at the time. And so, you know, being able to make good decisions about prioritizing and balance has been a really important thing. And I can't say I've always done it perfectly, but I feel like I've incrementally gotten better at that over the last few years.
You know, the thing that I talk a lot about with startup founders, especially really, really early stage, is the mental aspect of it, is just trying to get your mindset. I mean, we could talk about positivity all day long, and you can force yourself to be positive, but there's an inner peace that you need to have when you're dealing with the chaotic world of a startup. And it seems like the level of character that you have in your life personally and your relationship that you have with God is such an equal and balanced part of being an entrepreneur in your own spirit, in your own way, you know. Yeah. And you have found that has been your guiding light through some of the turmoil.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that whether it's just a quiet centering meditation time on my way into work, I have about a 40-minute drive on the way into the office typically. That puts my priorities straight, right? That I spend time listening to my life and what's going on, and that helps me prioritize what's important. Do I need to talk to this person today? That's one of those ideas to help them and see what they're up to and how they're doing as a team member. It's a time that I kind of make big decisions for the company is when I'm having that meditation time and how to lead. And so it's definitely been a part of it. And I think the other thing is, you know, I have my favorite basketball player growing up was Bill Laimbeer. I think I relate to Bill Laimbeer and Ben Wallace and Dennis Rodman in that I was never very good as a basketball player. I played college ball, but it was my tenacity and motor that helped me play at the highest level that I could play. And that is something that I think about often, is the lessons that I learned there. And my default is just to go into work, right? And you have to have that as another part to be successful as an entrepreneur, is a never give up, tenacious, attack the day attitude.
Oh, it's so true. It is so true. And it's not for everybody, right? It's just not. And what do you look at right now when you're hiring? And what are the skill sets that you are finding with the, you know, the 22, 23, 24 year olds? What are you pinpointing on them, and how are you putting them in the right positions?
Yeah, so I'll talk, there's two different types of people that we hire. One, our technical side. So we have artificial intelligence, and we can talk about that product maybe at the end. But we have artificial intelligence and computer vision folks that are highly skilled, and some of our mobile developers highly skilled in their trade. And so we really look for high skilled people on that side. To work at a startup, you have to have an entrepreneurial spirit to be able to stomach the unknowns of maybe we won't get paid on a month, right? And we're going to constantly be shifting and reprioritizing, and you have to be agile and have a mindset of that. And that's not for everybody. My favorite type of people to hire, because this is my background, is in sales and marketing, and I'm very involved in that process. And the thing we often talk about in the interview process, and then we preach when we come in, is the difference between a wild animal and a zoo animal. And the obvious difference in how those two types of animals eat is that zoo animals are fed and wild animals go hunt their own food. And we need wild animals in our organization. Like, I'm not there breathing down your neck. I'm not there telling you what to do. I'm not spoon feeding you. Your manager's not doing that. You're given a good training to start, and then you go hunt all day long, whether that be marketing campaigns or being on the phone doing sales. And that trait has continued to be what's made people successful in our organization, is the wild animals succeed and thrive in what we do. And so, again, an entrepreneurial approach to hiring on that side of the business too, on the sales and marketing side.
I love it. Last question. This is a good one, and I think you're going to have some great advice. So what is it? I know it's kind of dramatic, my lead in here, and it's really not, because I want to position it the right way.
Yeah.
So to give yourself advice, if you had to go back in time, if you're going to jump in the time machine and go back into when you were 21 years old, right? So what advice would you give yourself back then?
Yeah.
Knowing what you know now.
Yeah. So I started the company like in my early 30s. So I think that at 21 years old, if I could go back, I would say learn to be a good follower, and follow people that you want to be like. I was out, and I think as I look and see and manage people that are 21 to 25 years old, they want to lead and they want to be in charge. And I think that I was the same way, right? I'm on the high end of this millennial generation. And so I get to say I am a millennial sometimes, and sometimes I choose not to be a millennial depending on what the conversation is. but I relate to that and wanting to be in charge. And I think that I learned so much from when I was able, it took me till probably 28 years old when I was a assistant coach at a college that I finally like got comfortable as a, as an assistant and as a follower and saying, I don't have it all figured out. I want to be around this head coach. I want to learn everything I can from him and I want to serve and make him successful. And I learned so much about being a leader by being a follower and a servant. Yeah. And so I think that, you know, like there will be a time and I had no idea like in my 20s that I was going to be CEO and founder of a startup, right? That was not on my radar of a technology company. I had no idea how all of the following that I did and all of my experiences perfectly set me up for the position that I am today. And so be patient, follow, trust the process that at some point in time, you're going to be put in a position, if that's your desire, to be a leader and to pave your own path. And so I think that's what I would like to tell myself is to be more patient and be a better follower.
So how important is a mentor for you during that process? And even now as an, you know, as an executive and as a founder of a big successful company, you know, do you still have a mentor and do you still use advisors?
It's the most valuable thing. I have a number of advisors, and what I found and what I need right now is not just one advisor for all things, that we are so specialized in a number of things that I think one of my mentors is a board member, actually, that sits and knows the deep depths of the company and can give good advice and help me think about how to lead the company. Another advice who's an expert, or another mentor who's an expert in HR and people. And so when I'm having people problems, I go to him and walk him through how do I deal with these situations that I've never dealt with before. I have spiritual mentors, obviously, that are helping me on that front. And then I think like people who are a stage ahead of me as dads and husbands too, right? So like, I think in order to be good in my business, I have to be good at home. And so to have people that I'm around and I meet with on a weekly basis that are a stage ahead of me on raising kids and having successful and thriving marriages. Absolutely. Those are the relationships that I cherish and where I want to spend a lot of my time. And it's probably the most important thing I would say is to have somebody a stage ahead of you that can help you make good decisions. The people that I see without mentors often make really knee-jerk, quick decisions that can actually hurt their career or hurt them personally because they don't have good perspective on a big decision in life.
It's so true in so many different ways. But this has been really, really wonderful. You gave great advice. I know I got a lot of comments coming in on LinkedIn right now of people that are enjoying this. And I appreciate your time. I know you have a busy week and a busy life like all of us, and you're locked into your home right now. But listen, we got to talk about that 40-minute commute, though. You're the CEO. You got to get, like, let's get it down to like 10.
I cherish that every single day to have the quiet I have a forced meditation time, and then I'm literally on the phone doing recaps all the way home with the
different members.
So yeah, I cherish that right now.
I agree. I have a 3-hour commute, so that's, you know, I mean,
jeez.
Yeah, I do. Who am I to talk?
Right.
So, Jason Mirror, CEO, co-founder of Max One. You are a class act, my friend, and high-level character guy. And the best wishes and best of luck to you. We're going to be following you along on your journey here. And thanks again for spending a Saturday afternoon with us.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the opportunity. Loved hanging out. And blessings to you.
All right. Thanks so much. You're watching Game Playing You Today, Sports Biz Radio. Subscribe on YouTube. or on like us on Sports Biz Radio on Facebook. Get in the game, everybody. Have a great day and be safe and wash your hands, people. Take care now. We'll be right back.